Hello and welcome to our DVD collection. We are your hosts. My name is Eric.
And my name is Christine.
And we've been collecting movies for years and years. And we have a lot of years. And we have a lot of DVDs. And we decided we wanted to go through all of our DVDs one by one, alphabetically, and watch each and every one and decide if we want to keep it and or if not. Or if we wanted to upgrade it to a Blu-ray, if we like it that much. And the rule is we have to watch every movie, no matter what. Right?
Right.
So, and from A to Z, or from number to Z, because the first movie, alphabetically, is 27 Dresses.
Come on, from the screenwriter of Devil Wears Prada.
So I don't remember anything about this movie at all.
It's the ultimate romantic comedy.
So it says, okay, so I just want to read the blurb on the back, and then we'll watch the movie, and the listeners will just hear, like, the trailer or something. And then after that, right after we've watched the movie, we'll discuss.
Sounds good.
Okay, so on the back of the box, it says, Katherine Heigl lights up the screen in this charming romantic comedy from...
Or is it Heigl?
Heigl? It's probably Heigl. Lights up the screen in this charming romantic comedy. Your phone is making noises. From the screenwriter of The Devil Wears Prada. How do you say it?
Heigl.
Heigl stars as Jane, a romantic, completely selfless woman who's been a happy, helpful bridesmaid no less than 27 times.
Oh dear.
But her own fairy tale wedding seems to be nowhere in sight until younger sister Tess captures the heart of Jane's boss, with whom she's secretly in love, inspiring Jane to change her always a bridesmaid destiny. Sounds exciting.
Yep.
hey, it could be good.
This made me think of Family Stone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wish we were watching the Family Stone. I don't want to watch this movie. But that's the rule. We have to watch them all, no matter what.
Yep.
So here it goes. 27 Dresses, Episode 1.
Sounds good.
Here we go.
Is that you?
Yep.
I never loved nobody.
You look so beautiful.
You really think so?
Always one foot on the ground.
Delightful.
And by protecting my heart, truly,
it's a bride.
Lost.
Okay, everybody ready?
Ugh. Here we go.
Do you know your name?
Jane.
I'm Kevin.
Don't you think it's a whole lot of ritual for something that's got about a 50-50 shot of making it out of the gate?
Oh, how refreshing. A man who doesn't believe in marriage.
Jane was good at taking care of everyone.
You've been a bridesmaid 27 times.
What do you do besides work and help people get married?
But she never took care of herself.
Did you put that breakfast burrito on my desk?
I just thought you might be hungry.
That's why I love you.
I love you too. Oh, yeah, I needed that.
From the screenwriter of The Devil Wears Prada.
He asks if you want a drink, you smile. And then there's some flirting, some interoffice sex, an accidental pregnancy, a shotgun wedding, and a life of bliss.
Go over there and tell him how you feel. Now, go!
George, this is my sister Tess. Tess, this is my George. No, I didn't mean it.
You want to get a drink?
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Now,
27 dresses.
Strange as it sounds, I've had some really good times in those dresses.
A woman whose entire life...
We're getting married in 3 weeks!
3 weeks?
...is making other people happy.
You'd rather focus on other people's Kodak moments than make memories of your own.
...is about to discover how to do the same for herself.
You can start over, and you can do what you want. What do you want, Jane?
Knocked Up's Katherine Heigl, James Marsden.
This whole cynical thing is just so you can seem mysterious and sexy.
Do you say sexy?
27 Dresses.
Must be so hard to watch your younger sister get married before you.
Yes, that I still get to have hot hate sex with random strangers, and I feel so much better.
All right, we just watched the movie.
Okay.
Honey, would you please
sum up the movie?
Sum up the movie for us.
Sum up the movie.
Sum up.
Okay. So, you could pretty much sum the whole thing up by saying... always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Sure.
Right. So, Katherine Heigl, not Hegel.
Right.
Hegel.
Hegel.
Hegel. I actually Googled that while watching the movie. obviously, is a bridesmaid. Time and time and times.
Yeah, 27.
Yeah.
27 yeah. times.
27 times, to be exact.
And apparently she has a lot of friends.
27 dresses to demonstrate that. Hence the title of the movie.
Right.
So the movie starts off kind of explaining the history of how she came to be who she is now. You know, who in the hell would be a bridesmaid at a wedding 27 times?
It shows her as being like super helpful, never says no to a request, kind of. Of course, I'll.
Right. But it all stems from her relationship with her dad and with her sister as a kid. She lost her mom and ended up playing the role of of her mom as she grew up. I think she must have been like 9 or 10 years old when this happened, and she's at a wedding, and she ends up helping a bride.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so she ends up helping a bride and really turning the whole thing around. I mean, the wedding was supposedly a disaster. Of course, it's not a disaster when your dress rips, but women are crazy about their weddings. So, you know, this bride is flipping out, and she saves the day.
Yeah, as a kid, she saves the day, and it gives her, like, a taste for it, and she starts, that's kind of her thing then, as up to an adult.
Yeah.
She's exactly. all about them weddings.
So now she really goes above and beyond to make these weddings the best weddings ever for her friends.
But never for her.
Never for her. Hence, always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Uh-huh.
And we can see where this is going, right? Because eventually, she's got to be a bride.
Right, and she's going to fall for a dude, and she does.
So, the movie is how long? 111 minutes, I think I read on the back of the DVD.
Is that really? Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, obviously, we see the development of the story, and she's witnessing the engagement and...
111 minutes. So, she's...
And putting together the wedding plans for her sister, and...
Who's marrying her boss, who she's been pining for a long time.
We should mention that she's absolutely fixated on this... very unremarkable man.
Who's got a frog in his throat. Who's got a kazoo in his throat. Yeah. He can't not talk without sounding kind of weird.
Who just seems like a complete hypocrite.
Yeah, he kind of seems like a doof.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Like a butt.
Yeah, you know, I'd really expect some man like that to be interested in a different kind of woman.
You'd think. Well, it's so weird. The character does not fit the image the actor shows. Like the
he's a playboy. But, he looks like a playboy.
But they describe this character as being like some super, almost hippie kind of a guy.
Yeah.
Like outdoorsman, kind of loves the environment. Yep. Vegetarian. Like they go on and on about how he's all these things, and then you look at him and he almost looks like some kind of Wall Street slick kind of.
Well, and then we hear about his dry cleaning, and we look at, you know, all of these fancy dinners and things that he has and so on and so forth. Like,
he's
a hypocrite.
Yeah, I suppose.
And that immediately for me, like, I could not fixate myself, like, assuming, you know, I were single.
Right. Oh, so you were having a hard time seeing how Katherine Heigl could be so into him?
Yeah, a really hard time because... You know, right off the bat, you can just,
it's sense pretty obvious.
He's a hypocrite, and I am not attracted to people like that.
You know? Yeah, what was her deal?
But she's blinded by love.
Yeah, she's blinded by this idea, apparently, in her head.
Well, no, we were talking about this a little bit before. You were saying that you hate this idea that... that, you know, women's lives are centered around men. Especially, men, finding the perfect man.
Yeah, this movie especially. Every woman in this movie, their whole purpose for being is to be matched up with some dude so that they're finally validated as a person almost. Yeah. It's that their entire life is That's the whole meaning for them to be in this movie, is to be, to who, what guy am I going to get? And, oh, this man defines, there was...
But I actually disagreed with you, because I don't think that this movie is about the men. I think it's about the wedding.
Okay, well, that's still troubling, but...
And I think the same might be the case in most circumstances in which women are getting married. They don't care so much about the man. They just care about the wedding. Really, right. Like, if you look, if you pay attention to Katherine Heigl's, like, interest, her main interest in this movie, it doesn't make one bit of sense, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Not one bit of sense, which says what? It's not the man so much as the wedding that is important to her, and that is the case for most women. That's why I think maybe so many marriages end in divorce, is because they're not really looking at each other. I mean, they've got this idea of what the perfect life looks like, and, you know, they've played it all out in their heads countless times. So they're not really paying attention to the people that they're actually marrying.
That's super messed up.
It is, but this movie is totally a demonstration of that, is it not?
I suppose. Oh, but anyway, in the movie, she meets Dudeface Cyclops from X-Men.
Yes. And he's... Malcolm Doyle,
who's
a writer for the New York Journal. He writes a lifestyle column and an events column about weddings. And, you know, apparently is super romantic and... You know,
the perfect man.
The perfect man who's all sentimental and gets worked up at weddings and...
shoots lasers out of his eyeballs.
Yes. But he's kind of tired of this work.
Right. So he wants to try and get out of that and become more of a columnist.
Yeah, he wants to be taken seriously.
And so he tries to write an article about Katherine Heigl's character, who he discovers, and who he discovers has been a bridesmaid so many times. Yeah. And so he's kind of,
I don't know how that's newsworthy.
I don't know. It's a
human interest story. And I don't know why it takes him, like, months to develop his, you know...
story?
His breakout article.
I don't know.
That seems kind of ridiculous.
It's a movie. They gotta fill time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
But...
because he's chasing a killer story.
Right. Killer story. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so he kind of he gets his way into her life by way of they think that he's writing about her sister's wedding.
Yeah. Well, we should talk about how they first meet. So it's right at the beginning of the movie, right?
And they
bump into each other at a wedding. I don't think they bump into each other, but he notices her running in and out of this wedding and starts to put the pieces together that she's actually double booked herself.
Right. That's how he discovers that she's all about the weddings.
Right. Right, right.
And she's been to so many.
Right.
And then, so that's when he concocts the idea for the story. And then, I think I sum up and, like, zip to the end on these, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Well, there's kind of just a lot of silly, not story in there.
Yeah.
Because from there, it's pretty much what you expect. Her sister is going to get married to her boss. She's bummed about it because she's still kind of pining for this idea of her boss.
Yeah.
But she's trying to be supportive of her sister. All the while... Cyclops is supposedly writing about the wedding, but really he's doing surveillance to write his fancy story about Katherine Heigl.
Which just, I don't think that would be okay in the journalistic world, but...
No, probably not.
No.
Finally, of course, all of this comes out. Katherine Heigl gets all pissed at her sister because, she was into the boss and...
Because she's pretending to be someone that she's not.
We didn't even get into that, but it doesn't really matter. And then, of course, she finds out that Dudeface Cyclops is... that he's actually writing a story about her, which comes out. She reads it. It's super embarrassing. She gets pissed, like you do.
Yes.
And this is the point where, of course, this is right after they're finally getting close. And then... they fall apart at this moment, of course, because then, oh, maybe it's not going to work out.
Right, right.
And then, what happens?
So, okay, you've got your breakthrough moment, your aha moment, right?
Right.
She gets super pissed at Malcolm Doyle and...
Cyclops.
Yes, Cyclops. Gets super pissed at him, gets super pissed at her sister, completely loses it when her sister cuts up her mother's wedding dress.
Oh, which, yeah.
Seriously, don't do that.
Dude, not cool.
Yeah, no, not cool. And, yeah, so she has an aha moment, turns on her sister, and finally decides that she has to change her life herself.
Right.
So she... throws, or at least that she throws away her 27 dresses.
Right.
To
we don't know that there's no bodies in those bags.
Yes. She's dismembered her dresses.
Yeah. Threw them in garbage bags.
Yes.
Tossing them in the river.
Yes. That would have made the ending more entertaining if they were more patchwork kind of bridesmaid dresses along the boardwalk there.
Oh, that would have been good. Yeah.
That would have been
really actually good. When I saw her taking down all those dresses, those bridesmaids' dresses, I was like, oh, I hope she, like, cuts them up and turns them into, like, a big... Yeah. Turns them into something, I don't know, a big quilt?
Yeah,
or something, I don't know.
I read a...
A parachute.
I was looking on IMDb, actually, for some interesting items about this movie, and I read something about Katherine Hegel. I keep saying Hegel. I know it's Hegel. Where... They said it was really hard to find bridesmaid dresses that looked bad on Katherine Heigl because she has such a great figure. And I thought that was kind of silly because I'm sure that you could find some bridesmaid dresses that would look bad on a woman. When I read that, I was like thinking in my mind, I got to pay extra close attention now to these dresses that she's wearing. And not one single one of them looked bad on her.
Well, they all fit really well, which I thought was a little unrealistic, because I don't think I've ever seen a bridesmaid's dress that fit perfectly. They're always kind of big or small or off a little bit, or at least it's not uncommon.
Yeah,
I think that's part of it. So they could have just gone with that, and it would have.
Well,
blended
I also
some...
thought that whole thing was unrealistic too. The kinds of dresses, the kinds of themes that.
Well, that was clearly just. Some fun stuff for the movie just for funsies.
Gotta make it more entertaining.
Yeah. They gotta put something entertaining in here because this movie sucked. No, it didn't suck. It's just, I'm not the audience intended here.
You know, I wonder even if, I don't know.
But anyway, where were we in the story?
So we were talking about the aha moment.
Oh yeah, so she figures it all out. And then she's gonna make a new life for herself. She's not gonna be pushed around anymore. Not gonna always say yes to everything.
Yep.
She's not gonna be the bridesmaid all the time.
No, her aha moment came a little bit later. That's right. When she went to her boss's office, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she's helping him out, and she's like, and the boss is all like, Jane, I just remembered her name.
He's Jane.
Like, Jane, you always say yes to everything, and that's why I love you, or something like that. And she's like, okay, that's it.
Oh, crap. He's right. I always do say, I quit. I'm done with your stupid froggy voice.
Yep.
And you're...
And then she tries to walk out, and then he kisses her out of the blue.
Right.
And there's no chemistry whatsoever.
And she's just like,
See, and that's why I'm inclined to say, guy, it doesn't really matter.
I get you. That makes sense. It's all about the wedding.
Yeah, it's all about the wedding. That's all it's ever been about is the wedding.
So, yeah, clearly no chemistry. There's a smooch and there's a
Yep.
Meh. And so, what happens next? I don't know. Why is this movie draining out of my memory?
So, what happens next is that after they kiss and there's no chemistry there, clearly, and they're both feeling it, and they try kissing again and still nothing, then Malcolm Doyle coincidentally calls her, and it's that... Benny and the Jets.
Oh yeah, the song that they drunkenly sang together when they were almost together.
Yes.
Before they fell apart.
Of course, and of course she has you know, somehow, somehow she's changed her ringtone to be that one right. for Malcolm. So he calls her, and she realizes she has to find him immediately.
Right.
Because this is a man of her dreams.
Right. Right? Of course. Just because he wrote a big right. article about me that makes right. me super embarrassed
right.
doesn't mean, ah, it's fine.
Right.
So
she goes running across town to find him, jumps across a river onto a
oh, yeah, and, the action movie yeah. moment where she jumps over the river into the boat.
Yep.
She does some weird thing at someone else's wedding. She's up on stage, and she says some words, and he's there, and they are like, they walk slowly towards each other as she's talking, and then they smooch, and it's all good. Cut to the last scene, where her sister's...
Everybody knows this one's coming.
Yeah, they're...
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
And then, of course, she's getting married on the beach. It's lovely.
Yep.
And it's all good.
It's lovely, it's all good. And we're all expecting at this point, because both Jane and Malcolm have said that their favorite parts of a wedding... their favorite thing about weddings is not looking at the bride when she first comes in to the room, but looking at the groom because his face says it all.
Oh, you know,
something cheesy like that.
I missed that.
So that's your cue at that point to look at the groom. And of course, that's what everybody's doing because that's the way that the movie is.
Right.
And so we're looking at the groom when we're waiting for him to smile and, you know.
Did he?
Yes, he did smile at some point.
I may
have
missed.
Like, there was a moment's hesitation where you're like, is he really happy? Oh, there it is.
Okay. It's all good? Everything's okay? Yep.
And then, so she walks up there, and, you know, they're like, is this the happiest moment of your life? And she's like, no, it's better.
Oh, what?
Yeah, or something like that. And then, you know, it pans away, and as it pans out... all of the bridesmaids wearing the bridesmaids' dresses
wearing like
start
all
to
these
come into view.
Crazy bridesmaids' dresses way down the dock.
Yeah,
she's got like 27.
And she
27.
Says, "I knew they would be here for me."
Yeah, she's got 27 like bridesmaids, and that's the end. What a dumb movie! I'm sorry.
What a dumb movie! It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Compared to some others.
It's there's worse movies.
There's much worse.
No, it's. I shouldn't say that. I'm not the target audience. It's not for me. I'm fine that it's okay. I'm okay that I watched it. It's fine. It was entertaining at parts for me. It's fine. And I can assume now we decide, do we upgrade to Blu-ray? Do we just keep it or do we toss it?
You can't toss it. I like Katherine Heigl too much.
Yeah, I like Katherine Heigl. She's lovely, entertaining. She seems a good actress. She seems fine. She seems... I like that she looks like a real person.
Yes.
I like that a lot. And so, yeah, that's fine. We can keep it. That's cool.
Okay.
I don't think it's a Blu-ray, though.
No, it's not a Blu-ray.
It's just a...
There's nothing Blu-ray worthy about...
No. I really want to see those high-definition dresses.
It's not even really rewatchable for you, but it is rewatchable for me
sure.
for just some... dumb fun.
That's fine. There's plenty of dumb fun movies that I'm sure I will ask to keep that you'll be like, eh.
Yeah.
We'll get to those.
Yeah. I'm expecting those. Where my response will be like,
And I'll be like, but the thing.
And you're trying to make me like, like the Birdman. It's like, ugh. And actually, I was talking to someone recently about the Birdman.
Birdman.
And it was a guy.
Of course.
And he liked it.
Right.
I'm like, that, it just must be a guy thing.
I've heard so much that movie is so split down gender. It's weird. Ladies, dudes, Birdman!
Nah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Boring.
Anyway, that's our first episode.
Yep. 27 dresses.
27 dresses. Next up, 28 days later.
Fine.
Zombies!
Zombies. I feel like we have to do something... a little bit more fun for these movies when we do them. Like, we gotta make it entertaining for ourselves.
Like, you mean zombie snacks and dress up like zombies?
Yeah. And you take pictures and then you post your pictures on your site.
That could be fun.
Or
sounds like a lot of work, though.
It feels like you gotta do something fun, right?
Oh, we'll think about it. This is just the first episode, Pillow fights are fun.
Pillow fight, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that has to do with zombies.
I don't know. Nothing. It's just fun.
It's just fun. That's true. You know, you don't need many excuses for a pillow fight. But anyway, Thank you all for listening. Come on back next time for 28 Days Later. We're going to go through the whole collection. I think there's well over like 400, 500 DVDs down there.
We should know. We put them all in our delicious library.
Yeah, the thing.
Yeah,
the
database. We should have a count.
So yeah, there's plenty more to come.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all next time.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Bye.